Okay, so get this right. We're diving into a game today where overpowered. It's not just like the goal, it's the whole point. Like the game is literally called Overpowered. You get what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what makes this concept so fascinating. They're taking this idea, this overpowered thing, that's usually a side effect, a happy accident of like good gameplay or grinding or whatever, and they're making it like the core design, the whole philosophy.
Okay, so picture this, right? You're not just some hero slowly leveling up. You're like building your power, but strategically, it's almost like you're drafting a deck in a card game, and each choice you make shapes how ridiculously strong you become.
Exactly. It's that loop, It's so addictive. Planning, choosing, and then just watching your strategy just explode on the screen. You know what I mean? You're constantly thinking, okay, if I grab this ability now, boom, what's it going to be like with the next few picks? How's it going to combo?
And here's where it gets interesting. So instead of just, thrown into the fire, you've got this mentor figure, Aiquin. She's this mage, right? Crazy powerful. But there's this, you can just tell, there's this sadness about her, this weight. And as you play, the game alludes to this past mistake of hers, something that weighs heavily on her, like, she messed up bad. And you start to realize her whole, like, tough love mentor routine. It's like she's trying to make sure that you don't repeat her mistakes.
It's a really smart way to add some emotional depth to the gameplay too. It's not just like,
It's not just a power fantasy,
yeah, exactly. You feel like you're progressing the story with each arena you conquer. There's that emotional core there.
Speaking of arenas, so these aren't your typical cookie cutter battlefields, okay? Imagine this, right? Each time you play, the game creates a brand new arena. So it never gets boring. New layouts, new enemy combinations, like always keeping you on your toes.
Okay, so that's the roguelike element we were talking about coming in. You never know what to expect, so you're constantly adapting. You're thinking on the fly.
Exactly, you got it. So you're in this constantly shifting arena, right? Hordes of enemies are coming at you. And listen to this. Every time you take down a wave, you don't just level up, okay? You get to choose your next power up, but from three completely unique options every time.
That's cool. So it's not just like a stat boost or something. You're really customizing how you play.
And these aren't your passive stat boosts, okay? We're talking game-changing abilities that make you feel like a god, okay? Like you can unleash chain lightning that bounces between enemies or trigger a time warp with every critical hit. Like you're just destroying these things.
See, now you're getting it. Now you're getting why this game is called Overpowered. It's all about those moments where you're just like, how did I survive that? But it's through strategy. You made those decisions.
You feel smart. It makes you feel really smart, which I love. And the game finds these really elegant ways to make those choices matter, right? So, for example, sometimes instead of picking a new ability, you can choose to snag a healing potion. Simple, right? But it adds this whole other layer of risk reward
Oh, totally.
to the gameplay. Do you play it safe and replenish your health? Or do you double down and hope that next ability makes you invincible?
You got to take that gamble.
And it's those little decisions
Totally.
that keep you hooked, I think.
Absolutely. And we should talk about how those powers, how they actually look, how they feel when you're playing. You're not just getting like, I don't know, like a plus two to strength or whatever. It's a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
No,
This is a visual.
it's like they wanted to make the ultimate power fantasy, and they're not holding back visually either. It's like, imagine a game that looks and feels like, a high budget action movie, but it still runs smoothly on your system. That's the thing,
It's
right?
overpowered.
You don't have to have like a NASA computer to play it. And it's pretty remarkable how they're doing it, how they're achieving that kind of level of polish.
How are they doing that?
Well, get this, right? Instead of like building every single asset from scratch, they're curating these high quality pre-made assets.
Oh, interesting.
And they're just weaving them together seamlessly.
It's like they raided like the best prop warehouse in the game dev world, and they're just like, give me one of everything.
And because they're doing that, it allows for so much variety, so much visual variety.
Okay, so what are we talking about here?
Okay, so one playthrough, right? You might be battling skeletons in like a gothic castle,
Classic.
and then the next you're like facing off against samurai warriors in a bamboo forest.
Oh, wow.
And it's all...
I mean, that's a lot. How does that even...
Well, that's the thing. They tie it into the story.
Yeah.
Because remember, you're basically going through this training simulation.
With the Equine.
Right, exactly. So these crazy thematic jumps, it's all part of her twisted curriculum. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, that's actually pretty clever.
Right. Well, it kind of justifies it, and it subverts your expectations a little bit, too, because when you think roguelike, you think the same dungeon over and over again, but it's not like that.
No, not at all. And speaking of subverting expectations, like, who are they making this game for? It feels like a love letter to, like, a bunch of different gamers at once.
Absolutely. You've got your Slay the Spire fans, obviously. The people who just, they love that strategic deck building, card-based combat.
Right.
But it also, it scratches that itch for people who, they need that fast-paced action.
Yeah.
Like a Diablo.
Yeah.
Or even like that bullet hell chaos of Enter the Gungeon.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
So it's got something for everybody a little bit, but...
It does, but I like that they're not just throwing a bunch of genres in a blender and be like, here you go, hope you like it.
Right, exactly.
It feels very intentional, you know?
Very much so. And they're really leaning into what makes Overpowered unique.
Yeah.
You know, like what actually makes this stand out?
Yeah, what are the key selling points? If you're like at the store, why are you picking this up?
Okay, well, first off, you've got that drafting system.
Okay, yeah.
Which is not something you see in a lot of games, especially action-heavy games.
No, it's very unique.
So you've got that layer of strategy, which is cool. And then on top of that, you've got the replayability.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you've got the procedurally generated arenas to keep things fresh.
Yeah.
But then you add on the different ability combinations you can get, the character avatars you unlock.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot there.
You're talking about hundreds of hours of potential gameplay.
Wow. And this is where those pre-made assets really come into play, right?
100%, yeah.
Because that clever little, like... cost-saving measure, that means that they can actually offer the game at a price that's not, you know...
Affordable, yeah.
Insane, exactly.
Which is huge right now.
Especially right now, yeah. Games are expensive.
Exactly. But you know what else? Beyond the price, this game, it feels like they designed it for the way we play games today, you know?
Oh, like the streaming, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, like Twitch and everything. The fast-paced action, the crazy effect, all the decision-making.
It's made for people to watch and be like, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you did that.
Like they designed it with Twitch chat in mind.
Yeah, totally, totally. It's like they had, like, a checklist, you know? They're like, how do we make a game that's, like, fun to watch as much as it is to play? Boom, Overpowered. But this whole pre-made assets thing, I don't know, it's got me thinking, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a bold move, isn't it? Like to base your whole game around that.
Yeah, it definitely challenges how we usually think about making games. There's this idea out there that if you're using pre-made assets, it's like less original somehow.
Yeah.
You're taking a shortcut.
It's cheating. But Overpowered seems to prove that wrong, doesn't it?
Right.
It's not about where you get the pieces. It's what you do with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for smaller studios especially, I think this could be huge for them.
Yeah.
Because it lets them make a game that looks and feels really expensive.
Right.
Without actually needing, you know...
$1 million.
$1 billion, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay, I think we've thrown a lot at everyone today. What's the takeaway here? What have we learned?
Well, I think, number one, keep an eye out for Overpowered.
Yeah.
This might actually be that game that lets you live out your ultimate power fantasy.
Yeah.
One, you know, strategically drafted ability at a time.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
And I think, like, on a larger scale, it shows that innovation, it can come from anywhere. Who knew that pre-made assets would be the thing?
Exactly.
That got us all excited.
It reminds us that limitations can actually breed creativity. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's deep.
Yeah, and sometimes working within constraints, that's how you get the coolest, most innovative stuff.
Because you got to think outside the box.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
And Overpowered is definitely thinking outside the box, right?
100%.
Taking this familiar idea, adding these cool twists.
Yeah.
And it just looks incredible. So what boundaries can we push next? What do you think?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What if this is just the start? What if everyone starts using pre-made assets?
Right.
Could this lead to a whole new wave of indie games? Games that are actually good and affordable?
It's definitely something to think about.
I don't know. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, we'll let everyone sit with that for a while. This has been your deep dive into Overpowered, The game that's not afraid to break the mold, even if it means borrowing a few pieces along the way. Until next time, happy gaming.
See you later.